Welcome to Post Show Pieces, where we pretty much talk about anything that we couldn't think of during the show or we just thought of. So enjoy.
So that episode, I think, was kind of weird because I feel like the nostalgia type of thing, kind of like you, everything you in your childhood is kind of good back then. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to be like, oh, that doesn't really hold up, because then it kind of like ruins everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there are certain things that if you try to bring, it's almost like time traveling, trying to bring like compare like a horse and carriage to like a car now. Certain things were just perfect for the time they were in. And if you try to pull them out of that time period, it just does not work. A perfect example is when we were talking about certain like Kingdom Hearts is something that I was so disappointed that I didn't enjoy it as much, because I had this for literally a decade, super fond memory of it. Like, to the point where I have this tattoo on my rib cage that literally says, you know, like, we can't let fear stop us. Cause I used to love, that's the first game I ever played that was very like inspirational. All the games I used to always play were like Final Fantasy, like hardcore dark consequences. Like every character was somewhat depressed and super edgy. And then you hear a kid running off a giant house key just beating the shit out of people, you know? So I think it just depends. Certain things you have to keep back then, but certain things you can kind of make kind of cool. Like fashion is one of those ones that like you can time travel with it, pull like 90s fashion, incorporate into stuff like now. Things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I lot of people still do that anyway with like the whole like Urban Outfitters shit, like the shit that they sell at. It's literally just like pictures of, or old pictures. It's kind of like the Supreme model where people put, sorry, that's like Levi in the background, like walking. I feel like they just, you know, put pictures of old shit on a t-shirt and it's nostalgic.
I think it might be for like this generation that's like, born into the 2000s, because like there's certain things to me that like that aren't nostalgic. I just remember it. Like it's not. I don't care. Like for example, when it comes to fashion, like there's certain things I don't consider very nostalgic. Like some people consider like Vans still nostalgic, like checkered Vans. Like stores like Journey
have those like, still hold up.
They still hold up. But you have kids that are born in like the 2000s. They're like, oh, these are like, you know, like classics. Like no, they're not, dude. They're just they're still kind of old, but they're not classic. Classic to me is like it is no longer being made, and there's a finite supply of it. So there's versus like something like, for example, that's still going on. Like for example, Dragon Ball Z to me is still even though it's a TV show, it's a classic in the sense of like when it started, because it pioneered. So Dragon Ball Z is an exception that pioneered something. So I consider it the archetype for a lot of things that are going on now, but in terms of like a classic, I wouldn't consider Dragon Ball Z a classic until it's over. You know, until like Dragon Ball Z's ended and like it's been like 10 years without Dragon Ball Z, or like even when before Dragon Ball Z Kai came out, I think it had been like, I don't know when the original Dragon Ball Z ended, but like, I don't know, in like the 90s or some shit. I don't know. And then the English dub came out. But
I don't fucking know.
But there's certain things, like for example, like this is going to be on a complete left field that is coming back, and I can attest to it. Whitey tighties, bro. I'm talking about underwear.
Wait, what about it?
They're making this they've made a comeback.
Oh, comeback.
In terms of like, where, dude? I know now, I honestly see a lot of people now wearing like, they're obviously they've been like, you know, like changed, not like the whitey tighties from back in the day where it's like pure pearl white that if you like even fart and you got a stain, it looks like you shit yourself. I'm talking about the new ones, bro. I'm talking about that Armani Imperial type.
So we're not talking about like briefs, like whitey tighties. We're not talking about that? Like,
no, we're not talking about
talking like boxers.
About, not boxers, because boxers literally are like the boxers. I think the qualification for boxers would be like they have to at least come down to your thigh, like at least right above your thigh, like right above your thigh, like that thigh area. I'm talking about like underwear to me is like, I'm talking like when it goes straight across that V cut, whatever that area is, where you get that weird.
So like a Speedo.
Yeah, like a Speedo, exactly. Those are making comebacks, man. Like they're making comebacks.
How I feel about that.
It's one
the
of
only reason why the only reason why I say that is because while it is practical, well, I think it's, isn't it better to have briefs? than boxers? Something like that.
As a supporter of this coming back, I would say that, I kid you not, I equate it to the same thing when women talk about wearing thongs, where it's like the flexibility you have. So clothing has become more and more fitted, right? Everything, even like fitted jeans are pretty tight compared to what we used to wear like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When you wear briefs, like cowboy. Yeah, exactly. Like when you wear like fucking boxers, like even if they're like pretty slim fitting, man, you can still, they're still pretty uncomfortable. But I
yeah, but I don't know. I think there's like some security knowing that like my balls are secure. Like having it, well, I guess you're more secure.
Pop out of your jeans, dude. Even they pop out in your pants. You don't have to worry about that. You have to like, if it pop, like, dude, it's the way they are. They hold them in there, man. I kid you not, dude. Like,
I want to. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure like you can't. It's better to wear briefs. I don't know. I have to fucking look it up. I guess now it's gonna bother me. I'm pretty sure.
No,
like, wearing. Go on a spiel while I go look this up real quick.
There was something about wearing tight clothing keeps, like, tight clothing is not, like, healthy in period. Like, I forgot what some of your genitals, like, it
keeps like, the temperature up or something like that.
Yeah, like, it's just tight clothing. I don't think it had any difference between, like, you know, briefs and briefs and underwear.
Here it is.
Yeah, I
think it's about via Business Insider, recent Harvard study found men that who wore boxers were about 25% more sperm than those who wore briefs. So, never mind. I take that back. Fuck briefs.
Briefs had less sperm.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes with the whole wearing, or here it says, wearing tight underwear like briefs creates a temperature increase that prevents sperm from growing and developing properly.
There you go, bro. Got to bring those underwears back, bro. On top of that, it looks
so, bad. Okay, hold up. You need to send me a picture of this underwear because now I'm thinking underwear is briefs.
I can literally send you a picture of this underwear now. This might be the weirdest thing I've ever done, but I will send you a picture. The reason why I'm arguing this is because
anyway, before you send it, not on, just so.
Don't worry, I got you guys. I'm gonna send you guys full double cheeked up on a Thursday.
Okay. So while you're doing that, I'm just gonna go read off a list of stuff that we didn't get to because I didn't know what the fuck to say. But also, maybe we can talk about it if just stop me whenever you hear something about it. But also, don't forget to send that picture because now I'm curious. Curious about like the briefs, not about you in it. Go-Gurt, Danimals, SpaghettiOs, Pez.
SpaghettiOs, I remember SpaghettiOs tasted like shit. I remember that distinct.
Have you had it recently? I guess the question I have to ask with all these things now is, have you had it recently?
Dude, not recently, but I remember, like, there is a memory, I don't, for whatever reason, like, my innate instinct was just like, garbage. I just remember them not tasting good. Like, it's one of those, like,
I don't really remember them tasting good either.
Yeah, they don't, like, they weren't dope, man. It was a bad one.
Hamburger Helper.
I remember that. That shit's still good.
That shit's still good?
Yeah, it's still good. I
when's the last time you had it?
I want to say, like, 2 years ago.
Damn. What flavor did you get? Because I know they had different flavors.
I don't even remember, but I remember I had Hamburger Helper recently. Like, it was like 2 years ago.
Okay,
dead broke, and I was like, you know what? I need to eat something. And I remember, yeah. So Hamburger Helper and Angel Hair Pasta are like the same, in like the same section.
Wait, what is it?
Angel Hair Pasta. It's like the 99-cent pasta.
Okay, I've never had Hamburger Helper. So what is it? Just like what's the package look like? Does it have like beef, like cooked beef in it already? And
yeah, it's like, shit? It's basically a box of preservatives, dude, my dude. Like, it's not anything healthy, I won't lie to you, but it's like, if you take the burger meat, flavor it, and then put like some sort of like sauce in it to make it taste edible, like it's really good, man. That's the thing about it. It's actually really good, but it's incredibly unhealthy. It's one of those meals that, like, you know, there's sort of meals you can just tell, like, dude, this is good, but this is not good for me. I can tell I'm probably killing myself.
Spam.
Spam
is good.
I don't know about that, dude. Like, spam is like edible. No, I'm talking
fried
about
spam. Good. Oh no, spam. Fried spam tastes good. Like, if for people that are listening and don't like spam, fry it on a pan and eat it with rice. Yo, that shit is good. And you add some seaweed with it?
Filipino thing I've ever heard. I know, like, Filipinos are in love with that combo.
Dude, okay, so I was actually talking to someone about this earlier today. So if you really want to get fancy, get the Tabasco flavor. it doesn't taste like Tabasco, but just that little kick. Oh, just thinking about it makes me like want to go eat it right now. But okay, here's the thing with Spam. I don't know if you, when's the last time you ate Spam? Because I had it within the last year, I want to say. And that gelatinous as fuck. Like, someone told me that you have to put it in hot water for like 10 minutes and takes all the gelatinous shit around it. Like, I felt gross just taking it out, but it's like a guilty pleasure. Like, I'm like, damn, this shit is so bad for you. But I know that when I eat it, I'm going to, it's like a, what's that saying? A minute on the lips, forever on the hips. Yeah, that's that shit right there.
Dude, that's a good fucking one. I've never heard that before.
You never heard that shit?
No, minute on the lips, forever on the hips.
Oh, dude, I don't know where the fuck I heard that, but I always say I always say that mentally. I'm like, damn, that shit's really good, but damn, I'm going to pay for that. Like, well, okay, not me, because, you know, knock on wood, my metabolism is fucking off the roof, but yeah, no, Hamburger Helper I've never really had, and I don't think I'm going to venture out into that, so... Tang?
Tang? Like, I don't even know what that is.
Yo, you never had Tang? It's like a powder. I want to say orange powder, and you put it in water, you mix it, and it's like the infamous, quote, space drink. You never had it?
No.
Oh. I remember it being good, but last time I had it was probably when I was 10, so almost 20 years ago, so I don't know. Cigarette gum sticks.
Oh, I remember that. Like, as a kid, you feel badass.
Yeah, but I never really had any experience with that.
Cigarette gum stick. And that day was so hard, bro. I can never believe this math teacher.
Big league gum.
I don't remember that.
Never really had that. So these are two things. I'm not sure. We may or may not get some kickback against this. Tostino's. I don't know why I said it like that. Tostino's pizza and bagel bites.
Yeah, those things. I actually had like bagel bites. I want to say like 3 days ago.
Oh shit, that was recent. I heard three, and I like my mind went 3 months ago. I was like, okay, but shit, okay, that works too.
That was pretty recent, dude.
Do you put it on that little? I don't know if they still do that little like tray, like the box that turns into a tray.
Yeah, I had that. Like, yeah, I just melt them all together. Like, I just,
Oh, you melt them all together.
Yeah, because you're supposed to like put them in like the oven so it cooks like evenly. That's how you get some that are like nuclear hot and some are like still dead cold if you put them in the microwave. So, but I'm just too lazy, so I just throw them in the microwave and just live that way.
Tostino's pizza. If we're talking about the same thing, I still think it holds up.
It does.
I had that maybe a year or two ago. No, but maybe more so, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I do remember it being good.
It's still hot
sauce, and you're good.
Yeah, it's still a party.
Stewart had mentioned colored ketchup.
I don't even know if colored ketchup even like is a thing, or was it
bad?
Yeah, it was a fad. It was just cool because to see like green ketchup, like something like that.
Yeah. But that shit, I never really had it. I was never really a big ketchup person.
Yeah, I'm not a condiment person at all, so.
Not even like mustard or shit like that? Or
no, the only thing I like is sour cream. That's literally it.
Not hot sauce?
Nope, dude. Nope, not hot sauce, nothing, dude. Just sour cream. But also, I'm an extremely picky eater. Mm.
Toys, I have Furby sit and spin. I don't know what the hell that is. Pogo sticks.
Weren't Furbies supposed to be like the ones that, no, those Beanie Babies. I think Beanie Babies were the ones that were supposed to like appreciate and value. Like they had one, something happened and they came like worth nothing.
Was it that just made too much? Is that what it was?
I don't know what happened, dude, but I remember there was a point in time where like, yeah, right,
let me look it up.
There's something that happened, and then all of a sudden they were worth like nothing.
What do I type in? Beanie Baby.
I guess.
Plummet? Fuck, I don't know.
Downfall? I don't even know.
How Beanie Babies crashed. All right. Go on a spiel real quick while I read this and give you like a 5 minute. So it says today, surviving Beanie Babies are worth 50 cents a piece. Like, you literally lost money. Because I think they were how much? You know how much they were? Like $4.99 maybe.
I don't even remember, dude. I just remember that at some point in time, Beanie Babies were worth a lot.
It says, one West Virginia man murdered a coworker over Beanie Baby debt. Can you imagine, like, your grave? You died because of a fucking Beanie Baby.
That's natural selection. The universe did not want you around.
So it says it happened in 1999, but doesn't really specify. So when, I don't know, but I do remember, it's like worth nothing now. Furbies, I never really had Furbies, but have you seen pictures of them cutting like a Furby in half? It's fucking weird. Never. They definitely got to be like demonic. Just, I know it's supposed to look like that because it's like mechanical, but I think because we're so used to the exterior of a Furby, that when you see the inside of like a fucking Furby, it's just, it's unsightly, if that makes sense.
Dude, I don't remember. I was never a Furby person, so I don't even remember. Mm.
Pogo sticks, slip and slide, Digipets, waterbeds. Martin did this one, so shout out Martin. Ant farms. Why the fuck?
Dude, I remember that. Farms? Yeah, ant farm. Yeah, I remember ant farms, dude. I never had one, but I remember them very vividly. I feel like every like third grade classroom had an ant farm.
But like, what's the point though? Just to show that like ants work together.
It was just to show how intricate their
colonies.
Structure they were. Yeah, so they were pretty. Ants are pretty intelligent. They have like a structure and organization to them. So I think that was like the whole point of it.
Someone told me, or I heard this, and I might be mistaken, that if ants were the size of us,
We'd be fucked.
Yeah, we'd be fucked.
Like, they can carry like proportion to their body is insane. Like,
yeah, they're strength-wise, right?
Like nothing, but it's like that's like 20 times the size of their body, and they're picking that thing.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to do that for another episode. And like, would you rather fight an ant the size of a human or some bullshit like that? I don't know. Think about it later. The last one I have under toys is sit and reach, which I don't know why that's a fucking toy. You remember in PE class? Remember in PE class where they had like the physical test you have to do? You would have to do like pull ups, run a mile, and then you had to see how far you could stretch, like touch your toes.
Yeah, dude, that's not a toy. That's an action. That's an activity.
I don't know why. For whatever reason, I had it under toys, but I don't. Yeah, disregard that fucking thing. Accessories, I think we kind of went over it. Yin and Yang necklaces, puka shells.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, Yin and Yang necklaces.
But see, I never had one.
I don't even know the kids that wore those. Was it like the kids that ended up evolving into woke bros?
Those, I think, are the people that ended up getting tribal tattoos.
They might, the same. They're like in the same. They're like cousins to the people that had like the peace sign necklaces.
Do you think those are the people that end up being like the girls that wore them? You think those are the ones that ended up having the live, laugh, love on their?
They're home? Probably falling into that.
Or maybe that was like a genetic mutation.
I don't know. Like, it's like an X-Men evolution. They just awoke at a certain age. They just woke up at 30 years old, and then they're like, live, laugh, love is the way now.
I have pencils, but this is a weird one. You remember the one with the cartridges?
Oh.
Not cartridges, but like it had like 10 of them. So if you lost one of them, you could not fucking write.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, I don't understand what the point of that was, but I guess it's just so you never had to sharpen it. It was the OG mechanical pencil, or not mechanical, but...
I think so, man.
Non-traditional pencil. Yeah, that shit would not hold up because people lose chapsticks. They definitely would lose a small-ass, like, pencil cartridge.
Oh, for sure.
Craig was going to talk about this. Oh, by the way, Craig is not here. He had to do another podcast, so that's why it's just Tadeo and I talking. Movies, he had mentioned Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and it's been a while since I've seen these, so I can't really comment on these. Big Trouble in Little China, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mannequin, and The Last Starfighter. Anything?
I guess maybe Street Fighter might be the only one I kind of remember.
You think it holds up? Or it sucks ass now?
It doesn't hold up. I just remember it. It's like so bad. It's just hilarious.
I remember Mortal Kombat. Like the only thing I remember from Mortal Kombat is Liu Kang and his like mane. That's the only thing I can think of. But I don't know if it holds up. TV shows. Yeah, these are all Craig stuff. The one thing I had I didn't really get into, but so you know how I always go to like dark, recently I've been going to like dark answers, I guess. So I was gonna say food pyramid, but hear me out on this.
Food pyramid.
Yeah. So it was created in 1992. And I guess that was a definitive way of how you should eat, right?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that is a classic. The food pyramid itself, yeah.
But I don't think it holds up today. Because have you looked at it recently? Like how, or do you remember what it was?
No.
So it said 6 to 11 servings of bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. 6 to 11. Then 3 to 4 servings of vegetables, 2 to 4 servings of fruit, and 2 to 3 servings of milk, yogurt, cheese, and what the fuck's gonna say? Meat, poultry, fish, and dry beans, eggs, and nuts. So it, you know, it also says like limit fat, oils. So this is me just getting on like a health rant, but it kind of like focused on like a carb heavy diet, you know, and it didn't really distinguish anything between like healthy fats, like avocados and shit like that, and unhealthy fats, stuff like that. And it had mentioned, you know, like eating bread, cereal, pasta, but it didn't really have anything to do with like refined grains such as like white rice or, you know, whole wheat, unrefined types of like grains and stuff like that. There's nothing really anything with like the differentiating between healthy lean fats or lean, I'm sorry, protein.
Like it wasn't supposed to be like that in depth. It was just more about like what a basic healthy body would have. It's not like it doesn't have like the bodybuilder's guide to
being. Yeah, but 6 to 11 servings of bread, though, that's a lot.
You never know, bro. Man, if you're like 6'4", it may not be.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it feels like, do you think that stuff like that kind of perpetuate? I don't know, is that the word? Propelled like diabetes and shit like that, like.
You never know, man. That would be ironic if the food pyramid.
That's the reason. Shit, I hit mute button. Like that's the reason why I brought it up, because like I feel like because they had like obviously diabetes isn't like a one single thing that you can contribute it to, but you know, eating for so long, if you know, make sure you get all your bread and shit in. I wonder if that has to deal with, I guess, the rates of diabetes. I don't know, I just thought about it and I was like, oh damn, that'd be kind of cool. But now that I say it out loud, I'm like, fuck, I'm glad I didn't say that in the main episode.
You never know, man. You never know, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all that I have left. I don't know.
I think we hit all the major ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in next week's episode. And I guess, you know, maybe we can do this in this episode. Next week, we'll be talking about male vulnerability. So for those that are listening, you have a preview here. So definitely listen to these if you don't, because you'll have a little sneak preview of next week's episode. All right. Well, again, everyone stay puzzled at the post-show pieces.
Peace.